Sandy Boker.
Yes, hello, Sandy. How are you? This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Okay. You were concerned about something. I didn't quite understand.
Yes, I wanted to speak to you regarding the draft that I've sent you correctly from Cooper. So do you want any changes onto it or have any feedback that you want to share?
I think that I already wrote back and said it was fine.
Okay, so yes, I wanted to also speak to you regarding a conversation we had for the Carol Gianni page, right? And if you wanted to have some changes, like have you anything mentioned on your current draft regarding that? Because I see that on the page, if I go to our page right now, the information that we discuss about the La Greca, let me just pull that up. Okay. Yes, the Gianni signature song.
I had put all of that in with the Sal Soul record thing and the La Greca, and it was taken out in the next version.
Yes, ma'am. The reason is that is there any citation backing that information? That's the only reason we took it out. Because as you can see, that anything that we mention on your current draft, we need to cite it by having a reference or an article backing that information. Because the information, if you see on Carol's page, if you can see at the end of the statement, you can see there's a reference number 5 mentioned over there. So if you click on it, it takes you to an article from Disco Museum, right? And you can see the
information. Let me just look.
All right, you can do that.
Gianni. Let me just look and see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wikipedia. Okay, so she has a citation 4 and 5. Let me just see what that is.
Yes, you can see there are 2 references mentioning that information. If you click on it, it takes you to those articles.
Music.
Number 4 and number 5.
Right.
The number 4 article have been taken down, if you look at it. And 5 is still there. Because it's an old information back in 80s. So obviously an article was created mentioning that information over there. So if you want us to include the information that you want us to put on your profile, so we need to have an article backing that information. So do you have, like, anyone who takes care of your online presence, create articles, or marketing team?
I have an administrator of my catalog. I haven't involved him in any of this discussion.
So what I was suggesting, Sandy, is that if you want to generate that information and put onto your profile, we just need to create like one or two articles mentioning that information that you want to cover, and we can add that into your profile as a citation. So that information will appear, and Wikipedia won't be taking that information off.
Well, let me just say that on the fifth one, the Disco Museum .com, I am mentioned in that. So that's number 5 that I'm mentioned, and let me just see if number 4 I'm mentioned. So I was mentioned in those. Let's just see about this one.
You are mentioned at the. I can see that there's a proper, you can say, information about the whole, you can say, statements mentioning different prospects or different information appearing on that article. But the one that you want us to include, I would say, in order to get it successfully up, I would say you need to generate, like, new articles mentioning that information. That can be done, by the way. Because these are already...
Okay, well, again, I have to say that, as you know, this has been a lot more time-consuming for me than I had expected.
I know. It is taking time, but obviously this can be done, and this is available for you if you want to do that. Because if you want to, we can go ahead and get these a couple of articles created for you.
Okay. You mean you would write articles and put them out there? Is that what you're saying?
Reach out to the PR agency, right? We will submit your profile. They will look into it. And if they, what kind of articles they will be generating, we can share that information with you. And you just, because this is not just for the, you know, content, this is also for your online presence and notability. Because we looked into your online presence, so there are no new publications from your end. You are not being covered recently by any, you can say, publishers or publications.
Right. Let me explain something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good reason for that, and that is because the forensic musicology work that I do not want a lot of things in print, because
mm-hmm.
that can all be used against me as an expert in a court case.
Okay.
So I've made a point of not having articles. Yeah, I mean, that's why
Let me give you an option or a suggestion. The information that will be put out there through these publications will be based upon the info you want to get that out, that is. We won't be creating anything or mentioning anything that you will not give us approval for. If you say this
right.
needs to be
taken. I think in the beginning, when I collected a lot of material, there was a USA article that mentioned a quote from me.
Of course. You have used them on your profile as well, ma'am. What I'm trying to say is basically is that we can cover your profile, mention the statements you want to have, and add them up on citations onto your profile. We have already used around 70 references on your profile, right? The articles, the presence that you have. There's a mix match of press releases, mid-tier articles, good publications like USA Today. You have every kind of publications out there. It's just that there are no recent ones, and a couple of them will help not just for your profile but your online notability and verifiability. So if you want us to do that, because content will be increased, some of the information you want to get out that can come out, the ones you don't want to, we won't be mentioning that, and that's about it. Because as far as your profile goes, you are, you know, eligible, you have good presence. But we need some, you know, a couple of articles that are recently published, because obviously we are submitting this on Wikipedia right now, so we want to make sure that everything is good and balanced.
So what are you proposing?
I'm proposing that if you want to get some information out through these one or two articles, we can do that, plus cover the information you want to add, any new public, like you can say, any new coverage or any new projects you want to have, what information you can get out, plus we can cover your biography, we can discuss about your successes and achievements, create a full story with all the information and get those published and add it up and onto your Wikipedia profile and submit it and get it live.
And I'm assuming that this is an additional cost.
Well, yes, that is. But obviously, it's totally up to you, because the publications you want to get totally depends upon you. If you say you want to have a couple, like the minimum ones, you want to go ahead. If you want us to work on that, we can do that. And we can generate one or two articles and, you know, cover your notability sections as well and get it live.
Well, I really think this is, as I said, all been very time consuming, and
By the way, Sandy, the content, we will be looking into it. We will be just sharing that with you for your final approvals. You want to add image, you want to add any information, you can let us know, and that's about it. We just need your review. You don't have to work on it, write the content or anything, or deal with the PR agency. We'll be doing that for you.
Well, I'm happy to think about it, but I really don't really want to go any further. I can certainly add things if they come up that are current. As I said, that USA article was in the last year, so that should be pretty current. And
we have used that one.
And okay, and there's Rolling Stone articles. I know at least two of them that I sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
So there
we
are things
added
that
on
are,
all the information on your draft. If you look at it, already they are there. So I'm just saying that this will.
They are. I don't remember seeing them. You're saying that they're on the recent draft.
At the bottom of your draft, you can see there are references. 17 articles are utilized over there, and different categories and everything. So links are there. We already have worked upon the homework we have done on your profile. So my suggestion is that if you do this, that is going to be beneficial. And if you think pricing is an issue, you don't have to worry about it. We can get you the best options available, get you a discounted price. But it's just we need to work on your online coverage a bit more. That's about it. A couple of articles will be beneficial.
I'm really reluctant to pay more for this. I really don't need this, you know.
And then it's a better option because we know what we're doing for your Wikipedia page, and this is the only thing. If you take care of it, it will be, you know, beneficial for your profile submission. That's the thing. And as per my expertise working with different artists and entrepreneurs and businessmen, I would say this is not just going to benefit you for your Wikipedia profile, but also for your online presence, because these articles will be appearing online as well. If anybody is searching Sandy Wilbur or Museo Data or Sandy Wilbur Music. If you say prices, if you say what you're thinking about, like I can get you like two articles for at least $1,000.
For at least what?
Two articles I can get you for $1,000, in which we will be taking care of your content, the PR agencies, and getting you indexed on Google. Plus, you know, this is going to be created in a way that is also acceptable by Wikipedia standards.
But you're saying that it would cost $500 to do two articles?
$500 each, two, it will be $1,000. Normal charges are more than that, but obviously...
Ken, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in doing more. If I mean,
is it the prices you're thinking or is something else?
No, the prices, I just don't want to do that anymore. I really don't. I thought we could do 1,000, and now we've got 2,000. And for $2,000, I mean, I've done so much of the work myself, really. And I don't want to go any further. I really don't.
I totally understand. Okay. If you can let me know, I can adjust the amount that you paid previously as well. So what's the best you can do?
Well, I mean, I thought that we could do something for $1,000.
We are
now I've reached $2,000, but I really just...
No, I'm saying that
I can't go anymore. I just can't do anymore.
So that's what I'm asking, ma'am.
I'm not prepared to do that.
You can let me know what's the best you can do, and I can adjust the amount that you paid. Because the last time you paid was for Wikilinking, and we're already working on the integration of that, working on the coding and algorithm within the Wikipedia standards. I can adjust the amount, but if you can let me know what's the best, because I can get you two articles for 1,000, but if you think that's too much for you, you can let me know how much you can manage.
Well, it is too much for me. I feel like I've paid $2,000. At this point,
mm-hmm.
And I think that since I've done so much work, I don't want to pay more than $2,000. I really don't. So that's it.
So you can let me know.
I'm assuming that
this
can
go on
Wikipedia the way it is. No, I really, you know, this is just seems as if it's just.
Well, ma'am, if
you know,
that this is
an effort to just get more
you,
and more, and I just don't want, I just
no,
don't want to do that.
This is not something reoccurring, by the way, ma'am. If you think this is reoccurring, this is not. This is just a one-time cost, and you can let me know if you want to go ahead with this. You can let me know. I can get you the best cost that you can bear.
Okay, I'll let you know if I do want to go ahead. But I doubt it. And I'm assuming that this would be sufficient to put on Wikipedia as it is, and if there are other articles, I can certainly add them. But I mean,
Ma'am, I think the main thing is basically maybe the costing you're thinking about. About the services we are getting you, of course, this is going to be beneficial. But obviously, what I think from your point of view is that maybe you have invested, you said, 2000 into the project, you cannot bear more. And I totally understand due to the circumstances and everything going on with the world right now. So if you can, like I told you, I can get you these for 1000, but of course, I can adjust $300 to $400 in your previous payment. And if you can manage $500 or $600, I can get you these two articles, and I'd get you good articles. It's not that something that you won't be liking. This is going to be something that you're going to like, and obviously, it will help your Wikipedia.
Well, I didn't like the first. I didn't like the first article. It was completely wrong. And then
the draft you're talking about
made that I would have to write it myself, which I did, and now. You know, I have to approve any articles that are out there because I have to be certain that they will not hurt me in any kind of court case.
No, ma'am. Because you told me you want to get that info that you want to. Of course, we will create them based on that. Obviously, we need your feedback. We cannot publish without your approval, without your green signal. I want to make sure whatever is out there not just fulfill the requirements.
Well, I'm not prepared to do any more work. I've put in a lot of work into this, okay? I can't. Right now, I'm also working on two reports that have got to get out by the end of today, so
okay.
I cannot talk any longer.
All right, I totally understand, okay. Sandy. So you let me know whenever you're ready for that, okay?
Yeah.
All right.